Here's Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A secret tax break in British Columbia has given 82 companies $140 million Canadian dollars in tax breaks in order to create what turns out to be maybe 122 jobs. A new map tracks more than New York City's 7,000 structures that have scaffolding that in many cases have been in place for years with construction stopped or stalled. The Writers Guild of America, both East and West, were able to avert a strike with last-minute negotiations that seemed to have secured wins for their 12,000 members. Lawmakers, during 4 hours' worth of hearings, warned United and U.S. Airlines that they would pass legislation if the airlines didn't improve customer service. Facebook is facing an internal controversy over gender discrimination among female engineers whose coding is rejected more frequently than that of male engineers, based on an analysis of confidential data by some of the women engineers. Separately, the company announced it was hiring 3,000 workers to monitor offensive content. Algorithms just don't do it. On the same day, though separately, Hillary Clinton, while taking responsibility for her loss, also put the blame on FBI Director James Comey and WikiLeaks. While Comey, speaking before a congressional committee, said it made him slightly nauseous to think that his action might have affected the election. Boston Red Sox have barred a fan from making a racial slur to another fan while still reacting to racial taunts made by a fan to a Baltimore star player. Fans in Boston gave the Baltimore player a standing ovation when he was introduced in the game the next day after the incident. Past experience with high-risk insurance pools saw that they covered just a fraction of people who had pre-existing conditions, according to an analysis by the Kaiser Family Foundation. The combined enrollment for the states at the end of 2011 was 230,000, and the states had net losses averaging $5,510 per enrollee, according to Kaiser. In an attempt to pass the repeal of Obamacare, there might be $138 billion over a number of years for such pools, but experts are doubting that the job gets done even for that amount. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.